Ed, good morning to you, Baz and Steve. Next month marks 20 years since the Columbine High School shooting in Colorado that killed 15. Since then, 187,000 students have been affected by 193 different school shootings. 375 have been killed or injured here in the United States. Now, those attacks have fueled school security companies and products. Some are low-tech, like having a bucket of rocks in classrooms to throw at an attacker. Larger school systems, like here in Las Vegas, have their own school system police force. What has become ubiquitous are live shooter drills. But are some of them now going too far? More than a few parents have complained about drills that are too real and traumatizing for their kids. Now in Indiana, teachers are saying that sheriff's deputies have gone too far in these drills by actually shooting teachers at an elementary school with plastic pellets. Some of the teachers who were shot complained of whelps and the pellets even drawing blood, and they say they were shocked as the deputies were yelling, "This is what happens if you just cower and do nothing." The Indiana State Teachers Association is not happy about this. Here is their executive director, Dan Holub.
It was at the start of an active shooter training. Teachers were brought into a room and asked to put on some eye gear. They were told to turn around and face the wall, and I think they were asked to sort of crouch down, and then they were shot at with plastic pellets. And honestly, people just didn't understand why that would be done. We don't start our school buildings on fire when we're doing fire safety training. It just seems to us there's absolutely no reason that this should have occurred.
His organization's Twitter account goes even further, saying during the January drill, teachers were shot execution style.
Goodness gracious, Kirk. Now, if that happened in January, why are we only finding out about it now?
Well, Steve, apparently the teachers were told not to tell anyone. It came to light because of the state legislation for more funding of these live shooter drills. The teachers in Indiana want the appropriations bill to prohibit active shooter drill instructors from firing projectiles at them.
Wow. Well, Kirk, thank you so much for your work.